better, smarter, faster. The future of connected healthcare relies on a powerful digital ecosystem and robust neural network to drive better diagnostics, intelligent operations, and seamless care anywhere. Join us as we talk to the experts about transformational roadmaps for this evolving landscape. What's working, what's needed, and how we get there together. Welcome to Healthcare on Air, presented by Verizon.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Healthcare on Air by Verizon. I'm your host, Robin Goldsmith. And as you can see, we're here live at Vive 2024 in Los Angeles, California. And it is my pleasure to be with two of my friends, Karen Finger, my colleague at Verizon, and Romina Elias, Chief Nursing Informatics Officer at Dell. Karen, a little bit about you to kick us off.
Yeah, hey Robin, Romina, great to be here today. As Robin mentioned, I am one of our global leads for our connected healthcare strategy and innovation solutions. And what that means is we take all the assets and capabilities and expertise that Verizon brings forward into the marketplace and co-create solutions with our healthcare partners to improve health outcomes.
Awesome. Romina, thank you again for being here.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me.
So, love to hear about your current role and what you do at Dell, and then we can kick into your origin story and go from there.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, I'm the Chief Nursing Informatics Officer at Dell, joined Dell about 2 years ago, and really looking at how do we integrate technology into clinical workflow, right? So, I'm a nurse. I've always been a nurse. So, I'm always going to be thinking about in that clinician's head, but also lived at informatics. So what does that mean for technology and in healthcare? And how do we make it real and easy for our clinicians to be able to do what they do every day and provide the care for their patients, allowing technology to assist them in that? So,
So we were talking earlier, you're a nurse by education, by trade for a long, long time in New York, my home state. So let's start with how you got into nursing. What was the catalyst? Because I know I love talking to nurses because you guys are the lifeblood of a hospital and on the front lines. What was the decision to get you into nursing?
So actually, funny story, I didn't initially want to become a nurse.
Okay.
I immigrated here, first generation Filipino immigrant. Filipino mothers, my mom told me to become a nurse. And I said, just because you said that, I'm not going to be a nurse. I went into computer science, just like
my dad wanted me to be a doctor.
Like just because they said that, I'm like, not going to do that. I did about a year in that, and I realized I really wanted something more in the service industry, really touching people's lives. And then I said, you know what, Mom, I'll listen to you. Became a nurse and ended up loving it. Just completely loving it. Yeah, still thank you, Mom.
Mama Elias. All right. Thank you for that. And I think, you know, we're here at Vive, an innovation-focused conference, and you're, you know, now working for Dell Technologies. Yeah. What was the shift from, you know, being a nurse and a nursing director to make that shift to a technology company like Dell?
For sure. Yeah. So, in nursing and working for a healthcare system for so long, you as a nurse, you know you have a big impact on the patient.
Yeah.
But at some point, you kind of think of how else can I make a bigger impact as a whole, right? So working for a health system is great and love touching patients and affecting people's lives. But with technology and having that informatics background, very fortunate to have gotten a call from a network, from your peers to say, we're looking for somebody in Dell. And I figured this is how you make a bigger impact with a bigger population is by working for a big company with a big footprint to be able to affect the technology that we're recommending for our hospital. So really fortunate to be working for Dell and the support that I've gotten to be able to make those changes and make those really clinically focused, outcome-based technology recommendations.
Yeah. I mean, Karen, you and I see more and more nurses now in positions of leadership, Chief Nursing Information Officer, Chief Nursing Informatics Officer at technology companies. I think that's critical for this, like, nurse-led design.
Yeah, and also, I mean, It's really about the power of a partnership. So we, you know, I don't have a clinical background. I mean, I grew up in a clinical environment, but with my family, but it's really helpful to have people like you in leadership positions that really understand the clinical workflow to collaborate with. And I always kind of say, you know, you bring the clinical, we'll bring the technical. And again, it's just really about that collaboration to drive home those use cases and solutions that also the nurses and clinicians, other clinicians will buy into as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you think about it, nurses are the biggest workhorse in healthcare, right?
Yeah.
So they end up being the biggest users of technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, when you think about innovation, it kind of spurred from the need. So nurses see what they need out there.
Yeah.
So I love being in a conference like VIVE, where they're really honing in on nursing innovation and where nurses are and the voices of nurses in a technology conference like this. So there's a big focus now for nurses and nursing representation in companies and technology companies as well.
Now, I love all that passion behind it. We need to make it easier for the nurses. Those are such a part. So that, and it can't happen fast enough.
No.
But that's so we can get more people going into nursing and staying there as well to see patients.
There.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I think, and there's a big, you know, I think there's a bigger focus on nursing. There's a whole pod section over there for nursing, which is amazing. And I think I'm a huge fan of nurses, having been in a hospital and seeing what they can do for you as a patient. And they're really the lifeblood of the hospital. So our kind of, you know, theme here as Verizon is connectivity matters to deliver, you know, those connectivity that's needed in the home and the hospital environments. From a Dell perspective, what are some of the big use cases? I know that hospital at home, I'm going to throw some out. So pick the one you want to talk about. You know, Verizon is this, you know, enablement layer that enables a lot of the use cases. And then Dell Technology comes in with the devices and a lot of the strategy behind that. What are some of the big trends you're seeing from, let's start within the hospital environment.
Sure. And you mentioned this, right? The smart hospital or the smart boom. Of the future, or the now, really.
But it's the now, yeah.
It's the now.
Yeah.
And how do we enable those devices? And think if you think of a patient room, how many devices in that patient room does the patient touch, does the nurse touch, right? And everything has to be connected for that patient to be able to receive the care that they need. And, and Karen, you talked about the power of partnerships. In each of those devices in the patient rooms that the patients and the nurses and other clinicians touch, you can't do that with just Dell powering the infrastructure or the devices, right? Or EMR systems in that patient room. You need that whole partner ecosystem. You need a connector. And I believe that that's where Verizon's power is connecting all of those devices, connecting all of the endpoints that the clinicians and the patients touch to be able to be effective in how they provide the care and how really technology is enabling that.
Right. And I mean, within that patient room, and you probably can speak to this as well, that patient room is really becoming like another member of the care team, where it's through artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
Is, you know, an assistant to the clinicians in the hospital and relieving, you know, the nurses from having to go in as many times into the room, all those touch points, or just, you know, fall detection and education and infotainment.
Patient engagement.
Remote patient monitoring, right? All that automation is really, you know, and even environmental controls for the patient experience. I mean, it just solves so many problems, both on the provider side and the patient experience side.
And for the patients that are getting sicker and sicker, they need a lot more of those devices.
Right.
And a lot of those automation, like AI, like you had mentioned, computer vision, all of the IoT devices within that patient room has to be connected.
Right.
Because we're putting a lot of the burden on providing care for these sicker and sicker patients on the clinicians. And how can we leverage technology to be able to help them automate their documentation with ambient voice, right? Or detect falls even before they happen with computer vision. So a lot of that, like you said, that patient room is now part of the care team as well, assisting the clinicians to be able to provide that care.
We've all seen this decentralization of care, delivering care more and more in the home. What's kind of your view on that and holistically, and where do you think we're kind of evolving to in those home environments?
Sure. So really the precipice of all of that was COVID, right?
Yeah.
And the need to provide care outside of the hospital has only grown. And that's where I believe like hospital at home programs kind of skirted, gaining more traction, being able to be seen by your providers, not in their offices or but at their homes. I think care and healthcare, it has truly evolved and will continue to evolve to not only be care to be delivered at the bedside in the hospitals, but where the patients are.
Yeah.
And that could be at their homes, could be in their offices, that could be where they, you know, and the park where they're watching their tour.
Yeah, on the go. Yeah,
on that, the that go. Counts. Absolutely. I think that's where, and I also think there's a move towards preventative care rather than acute care. So being able to get that prevention, that care outside of the hospital or even before they get to the hospital with perhaps EMS services, delivering that care on the field versus having to wait until they get to the hospital. I think that's where our care or our health.
I think we have to, because yeah, we're at an unsustainable level, and value-based care, you know, another name for it. All right. So you brought up AI. So what are you excited about with AI? I know it's going to be a huge subject here this week at Vive. What's making you excited about it? I know the implications for healthcare are pretty profound, but from an informatics perspective, what do you
see? Exactly. So I'm looking at it from a nursing perspective and also an informatics perspective, right? So from a nursing perspective, the capabilities of having all of that automation, all of the manual tasks that nurses are doing, documenting, right? Clicking a button to say that the patient arrived in the room or arrived in the OR, all of that can be outsourced to AI, right? And be having that be documented more real time. From an informatics side, the ability to garner all of that data that we're collecting for the patients and drive insights from that. So imagine all of the documentation that we're putting in the EMRs and even outside of that, and being able to really get a full picture of your patient, but all of the patient data. And even collecting the data from outside of the hospital, too, and then saying, what does this patient kind of look like? And be able to predict, perhaps, an untoward outcome, like sepsis, like your all of the, like CHF.
I think we've got a ways to go to connect those connected patient room, the hospital, and then the home. That kind of through line needs to be better. Think architected.
Trust. Do you think the clinicians are trusting the information?
Yeah.
They are? Or do so, they yes, based on ways
big,
to go?
That's a very big factor. I think, and I think we talked about this at a previous kind of conversation. Clinicians have a harder time trusting technology, right? And I think it's mainly because for some aspects, it's been unreliable. My workstation on wheels kept on losing connection, right? My bedside medication scanner is not working. So they're seeing if we can fix that underlying infrastructure, we can make it more reliable and consistent. Clinicians, nurses are going to start trusting the technology that's out there. I think there's a lot of push towards AI because the tremendous capabilities that it can bring into healthcare. But I think we also need to not forget that there are certain health systems that need to get on board with what's today's technology, right? Fix those unreliable networking issues, update or modernize their data centers so that there's no latency and downtime for the clinicians. And then I think they're going to see the real value of what AI and technology now brings.
I think it's a balance, right? Because there is this huge staffing shortage, and then you've got technologies that can maybe you know, fill in some of the gaps, but yeah. I think it makes people nervous, and it's kind of a Pandora's box. So I think, one of the things that I'm looking at, and Karen, I guess moving to a couple final questions, I'm looking forward to seeing people's perspective on AI in healthcare here. And we've heard it for a while now, like the next, you know, the next evolution of that conversation and talk track around AI and what people are seeing. What are you hoping to see this week at Vive as we're early in the week?
Yeah, the same, and kind of, you know, we've been coming to these for a couple of years now, I think. So looking forward to kind of seeing what progress has been made and what's really being executed now, especially around AI. You know, you get a sense from just your day-to-day job and talking to different health systems and payers and med tech companies, but you know, are we really at that perfect storm now? Are things really, I kind of feel like we are. I think we've talked about this, you know, that so it'll be interesting to,
Another thing that I'm actually also looking forward to and seeing how this evolves in healthcare, the concept of digital humans.
Yeah.
And how can they be assistive to clinicians? There's
like a digital twin,
digital avatars, digital avatars, and what their role is, and perhaps
to join us.
I love that. For sure. And, you know, what their role in patient care, companionship, right? Or perhaps in a digital assistant for clinicians.
Yeah.
Providing education.
You think about all the information that we have in our phone, just making that into something that can talk to us and provide valuable, like a chatbot that we see now, but just evolve to just be that companion to help, to assist. Tons of use cases.
Yeah, there's a lot of use cases. There's a, like concierge. We're kind of seeing it in retail health you know, you walk in, you need to be directed, or even at the hospital around a wayfinding solution. But also like with virtual nursing and discharging patients, it takes a virtual care encounter to like a whole nother level if you actually have the app.
Absolutely.
I think it'll be a cost balance, you know, and it'll be interesting to see the ROI.
And see how organizations roll that out. And think about, hospital organizations are very sensitive to patient engagement scores, right?
And experience.
And experience.
Make it easier to access everything for frictionless experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah. The response times for their call bell. So the big factor, what if the digital assistant can be that first line of, you know, response? It's an instant response from somebody in their care team. So lots of use cases for sure.
I love it. The digital human.
Yeah.
I think, Romina, thank you so much for joining us today. I think that's a good way to end it. Karen, my friend, thank you for being here.
Letting me participate.
Back soon. And thanks to everyone here for joining us. Again, if you want to access any of our content, please go to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and you can find us online at Healthcare on Air by Verizon. Until next time.